This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. MU football coach Gary Pinkle has been handed a one-week suspension without pay, among other punishments, after being arrested for a DWI Wednesday night. KBIA's Ryan Muehlener has more.
MU's athletic department has decided Pinkle will not be on the sidelines for this weekend's game against Texas Tech. Pinkle will also donate another week's salary, more than $40,000, to MU's Wellness Resource Center, and will not be eligible to get the $100,000 bonus for social responsibility included in his contract, or a $75,000 bonus if Missouri advances to a bowl game. Athletic Director Mike Alden says Pinkle will also have a pay freeze next year and will do 50 hours of community service.
You know, we tell our staff this, we tell our kids this all the time. We're always on. That's our comment. We are always on. There's no time that you are ever off the clock. There is no time that you're not held to a higher standard.
Alden took numerous questions from reporters regarding the fact that just last season, two student-athletes were both suspended for two games for similar incidents. We asked him what this suspension, 1 week and numerous financial penalties, will do to the credibility of the message that they are, quote, always on.
I think this is a tremendous statement to our student-athletes of what we're all about.
And what about Pinkle's credibility?
I think you build up a certain level of credibility over the course of many years, and Gary has done a great job on that. But certainly that credibility takes a hit when something like this takes place, and I think it's incumbent upon you as an individual to be able to work back to gain back that credibility. Do I think Gary can do that? Absolutely.
Alden said the decision on the one-week suspension had nothing to do with the rivalry game against Kansas being 2 weeks from now. According to a press release, the suspension will cost Pinkle more than $300,000 if the Tigers reach a bowl game. The athletic department's website says Pinkle makes a guaranteed $2.3 million a year. Alden told reporters he made the decision not to have Coach Gary Pinkle take part in the press conference. Ryan Muehlener, KBIA News.
Residents of Columbia's Regency Mobile Home Park are left with few options after a meeting with a potential buyer this week. KBIA's Allie Hines has this.
A student housing company, Aspen Heights, is trying to buy Regency Mobile Home Park. Regency residents were recently notified they will need to leave the park by February. The current owner did not offer any compensation. Vice President of Development for Aspen Heights, Charlie Vatterott, held a meeting with tenants Tuesday night to explain their options. Vatterott explained Aspen Heights will give each owner of a single-wide trailer $1,800 to move and each owner of a double-wide $3,000. Aspen Heights will also extend the deadline to move out from February to April. Vatterott offered the residents a $500 bonus check if they signed a paper Tuesday night saying they supported the rezoning. City Council member Barbara Hoppe was at the meeting. She says her position all along has been to keep the area as a mobile home park, but she says she understands why residents signed.
Pretty clear that they won't have to move one way or the other, so for them to take a substantial amount of money and more time to move, you know, makes perfect sense.
According to Vatterott, about 90% of the residents at the meeting signed in favor of rezoning. He will take these signatures to the city council meeting next Monday, where the council will decide whether or not to rezone. Allie Hines, KBIA News.
Missouri's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or DESE, is changing the way it calculates high school graduation rates. KBIA's Nick Gass has this report on how the numbers add up.
The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is releasing new high school graduation data on Monday. The way the new four-year graduation rate is calculated has changed to accommodate requirements from the U.S. Department of Education. It only counts students who graduate in 4 years. Leanne Grant Eagle is DESE's Assistant Commissioner of Data System Management. She says some students may take longer to graduate, but the new rate isn't comparable to the other one. Nick Gass, KBIA News.
The rural community of Bell in Osage County may soon have a new quarry, whether residents like it or not. KBIA's Sydney Miller files this report.
At a Missouri Land Reclamation Commission meeting Thursday, Barrett Material Inc. was granted a permit to mine a 178-acre plot in Bell. Barrett Materials has a quarry in New Haven, Missouri, and wants to expand. The commission also denied the Bell residents' request for a formal hearing on the matter. Most of the residents that spoke at the meeting objected to the permit because they say dust from mining will create a myriad of health problems. Many say their doctors advised them to move if the quarry was built. Mary Rath is on several prescriptions for her heart and blood pressure problems. She is a Bell resident and a business owner, but says she will close her business and leave Bell if the quarry is built.
the dust particles, the size of the limestone dust particles, are very small. So, again, gusts of that are threatening to anyone with breathing problems.
Barrett Materials owner James Barrett introduced himself to the residents at the meeting, saying he hoped they would be good neighbors. He pointed to a record free of violations at his quarry in New Haven. This was the first meeting between the residents, Barrett, and the commission. Rath says the residents plan to take the issue to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for recourse. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
During this season's fall harvest, food pantries across the state received more than 50 tons of produce from an unlikely source. Elizabeth Trovel has more about a unique statewide volunteer gardening program that's still growing.
The 15-year-old Restorative Justice Garden Program spread to all but one of the correctional facilities in Missouri this year. The gardens grow a variety of fruits and vegetables that are all donated to local food pantries. Missouri Department of Corrections spokesperson Chris Klein says the gardens are a way for offenders to serve their community during their sentence.
It basically dates back to an ancient philosophy which says when a crime is committed, a debt has been incurred. The program allows offenders to repay some of that debt in just a small way.
Offenders are also given the chance to spend time working on a project outdoors. Offender John Dobbs says he enjoys spending his time gardening because it reminds him of home.
My dad, he raised a garden ever since I was little, so it's pretty much almost all my life.
Dobbs' experience gardening was helpful in starting Algoa Correctional Facility's first garden last spring. They grew a total of 1,600 pounds of fruit and vegetables. Altogether, the gardens across the state doubled the amount of produce they grew in 2010. Elizabeth Trovall, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.